Welcome, friends, to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm so excited to start my third season with you. This year, we are focusing on the word confidence, how to get more of it, and where we are currently seeking it. The goal is to bring you some incredible conversations that will provide you with newfound wisdom, guidance, and resources. And on this third season of Life on Purpose podcast, we want to keep you inspired and remind you that everything you are looking for is on the other side of fear. It is my privilege, as always, to be a part of your journey to living with courage, hope, and confidence this year. In the beginning, we all know to living with confidence starts with recognizing what is keeping us stuck. And for a fun, quick way to get started, hop over to my website at amydebrick.com and take my quiz, Are You Stuck in Your Comfort Zone? You can also access other free resources while you're there or grab a copy of my book, Embolden. Enjoy.
Hey friends, good morning and welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I am your host, Amy Debrick, and I am thrilled that you're with me today. As you know, over the last 4 weeks, I've been talking about all things related to confidence. This week, we are continuing that discussion with the last module in the confidence course called Taking Action. And if you are new to this podcast or listening for the first time, I would encourage you to go back to the first episode in this series just to give you a better understanding of how the course is laid out and some of the topics that we address. The first episode in this series that began 5 weeks ago is entitled, Are You Confident? And I would begin there because I think it's important to start with assessing where your level of confidence is today and then begin and build from there. These last 5 episodes really have been just highlights of what is included in the course. There is much, much more content and topics that we discuss and dive in a lot deeper with one-on-one coaching, community support, and lots of resources. And as I've mentioned before, this course comes with a workbook that we work through together to give you the best and most successful outcome. So just to do a quick recap of the last 4 weeks, the topics that we discussed were first to identify and assess our level of confidence. The second week, we actually addressed the first module in the course, which is called Taking Inventory. And again, this is an extension of really peeling back the layers of where we find ourselves getting most tripped up with our level of confidence and that the way we are exercising it, or rather are not exercising it. The third week, we talked about taking charge and what that looks like and how we can posture ourselves in a way to appear more confident until that begins to turn into our new normal. And then last week, we talked about taking ownership. In my opinion, taking ownership is the cornerstone to confidence because you begin to mature and grow in a way that allows you not only just to identify where you need to make a change, but also have the willingness to follow through and in that process, learn how to exercise confidence with humility rather than pride. This week, we are going to focus on taking action. And like I mentioned earlier, taking action really is a culmination of all the previous modules by putting things into place. So today I want to work through one section of this module that was in the workbook around communication. One of the many things that I love about this course is, in fact, the workbook. It has over 88 pages that are full of assessments, questionnaires, assignments, and resources. And just having the ability to have the support of someone working through that with you is invaluable. But in this section, we cover many aspects of what it looks like to take action by teaching others how to take smart risks, how to put self-care into practice, what it looks like to build healthy relationships, and how to take action in the community around us. But today, I want to focus on the communication piece. I love this section in the module because communication plays such an important role in confident living in the way we interact. We can't escape communication. It's a part of life. We need effective communication to feel confident with our relationships, with our friends, our spouses, our children, coworkers, and even just daily interactions with random people. But before we can even begin to think about taking action, we need to establish a solid foundation. And that's where these modules leading up to this last one come into place. Exercising confidence effectively doesn't just magically happen. It comes from that slow build that was provided in each step of the course and helps us establish new approaches. That is why in this section, we teach new ways to change and transform our past approaches with better ones. And taking action isn't just about doing something, but it's about doing something differently than the way we've done it before. It's one thing to know how to be confident, but it's another thing to do it. And speaking and acting is no exception. We can't do something the same way we did before. So it's important that we learn from every experience in an effort to better our communication and ultimately our relationship with those around us. And so one of the things that I wanted to share with you today is thinking about the way you speak and interact with the people in your life and how you can start to develop better communication skills. I think it's fair to say that a lot of times we don't even realize how we may come across to somebody. We may feel confident, but our delivery may say otherwise. Last week, I talked about the fine line between being confident with pride and being confident with humility. One expresses vulnerability and a willingness to mature and grow, and the other continues to fuel our insecurities. We want to make sure that we are fostering growth so we can communicate in the most effective way possible. And once we begin to adjust our approach, that's when we start to see the difference that better communication can bring. So today I would love for you to think about three questions relating to the way you communicate right now. The first one is asking yourself, when faced with a hard conversation, what is your first response? Are you someone who listens and is slow to speak and very thoughtful in their response? Or are you someone who just appears as though they're listening, but really is just thinking about their response? Now, if I'm being honest, I have responded both ways in the past. Yet since developing a willingness to change and beginning practicing the ways in the course to become a more successful communicator, my response has transformed into a listener, allowing people to finish what they're saying in an effort to understand rather than judge. Slower to speak and more inclined to really focus on being thoughtful in my response. And that was a big difference for me, a big shift. And it's important to remember that we don't have to agree with someone to respond with respect and humility. It is, in fact, possible to respect the speaker, even if we don't agree with the words, and how we respond will determine that. It demonstrates a maturity and confidence in ourselves with who we are and what we have to say. And in the past, I had trouble with this because my insecurities interfered. I was unsure how to respond to something or someone that I didn't agree with. And so therefore, I wasn't really open to hearing another perspective. However, I learned that there is a better way. It is okay to not agree or even fully understand someone's view. But when we pause to listen before we speak, we are viewed as someone to be trusted. And then we immediately establish a level of respect. You know, I've always told my kids that you can be empathetic and understanding to someone else's views without having to feel like you need to change your own. If you're confident in the person that God created you to be, you don't have to worry about hearing someone out or listening to a different perspective from your own. We can all learn from each other. And knowing that is a crucial factor in confident communicating. The second question I want you to think about this week is when it comes to texting. Texting is huge right now. You know, a lot of times we barely pick up the phone and talk to people we know. We are just typing things on our phone. So how confident are you in the way that you are communicating through written word, through your text, or even email? Are you an overthinker? In other words, do you try to interpret the tone from a text, or are you put off if you don't receive a response immediately? Or do you offer grace and understanding in the way you wish to be received by someone else? Do your expectations for the way someone else communicates matches the expectations that you want them to have for you? That's a big question there. A lot of times we carry different expectations for other people than we do for ourselves. And lastly, based on the way you answered those first two questions, in what ways could you become a better, more confident communicator? Essentially asking, where could you start taking action? Because we are talking about communication in relation to taking action today, I wanted to leave you with three examples of better conversation starters from the course workbook. So you have just an idea of what I'm referring to. There are plenty more that we go over in the course, but you can begin with these. The idea is to replace what we might commonly respond with something better, such as, I know you didn't ask for my opinion, but, and replace that with, if you ever want to talk about blank, just let me know. Or here's a second one. Don't take this personally, but replaced with, I care about you. And the third one I'm going to leave you with today is, you should blank with, how can I help? So I hope you found these highlights helpful. I hope you find these communication starters insightful. And ultimately, I hope it ignites a desire for you to level up your communication skills by learning how to take action. And again, if you have any more questions in relation to the course or coaching, feel free to DM me. I know I mentioned this in the previous episodes, but we are going to be having a webinar, which was initially supposed to release at the end of September. Now it is going to be pushed into October. But in it, I will share with you more about the benefits of coaching, give you an opportunity to schedule discovery calls, and talk a little bit more about the course. Next week, we are going to be back on our regular episodes where I'm finishing up the year with some incredible guests, starting with Cheryl Gould. Cheryl will be talking with me next week about communication with our children. So as always, I appreciate you listening. I look forward to having you back here with me next week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and God bless.
Well, that's it for us today, friends. If today's episode or any other episode has left you feeling encouraged and inspired, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to Life on Purpose with Amy Debrick from your favorite listening platform. The mission, as always, of Life on Purpose is to meet you where you are, but not leave you there, and let you know that although fear is normal, courage gets the final say. See you next time.